The Gemara says in Megillah on Daf Lamed Aleph, Ezra tiken li Yisrael sheyu koirin beklolois shebe Mishna Torah koidim Rosh Hashanah and the klolois shebe Torahs koinim koidim Atzeres. The klolois shebe Torahs koinim parashas bechukoisai we lain koidim Atzeres. And the Gemara says the reason is mishum shetichlo shono vikiloloiseho. The year should end and with the klolois. And we should start a new year fresh. And the Gemara says, Bishleima by Rosh Hashanah, that's a new year. Says the Gemara, but Otu Atzeres is Rosh Hashanah. And for the Gemara, yes. Vibalt by Atzeres, Nidoinim al Peiris Ha'ilon. There's a din on Shavuos, on Atzeres, it has a din of Rosh Hashanah. And whenever there's a Rosh Hashanah, there's an end. The previous year is ending, and we lain the klolois kedei shetich lo shono bekiloloiseho. So be'etzem, we see from this Gemara that Shavuos, the Yom Tov of Shavuos, has a din of Rosh Hashanah, mamish like Rosh Hashanah, just like there's a new year on Rosh Hashanah with a new din on a person. Atzeres has the same thing. The Gemara says Atzeres nidoinim al peiris ha'ilon. It's yedua from the Shloh that peiris ha'ilon means a din on Torah. On how much Torah that a person will be zeiche. Reb Shach said over from Reb Zalmin that Yom Tov Shal Shavuos is a din on Torah, how much Torah we will be zeiche. So there are twice a year where a person has a din that he's starting a new year. The Rosh Hashanah Mamish on Echad B'Tishrei that the person is nidain, and the Yom Tov Shal Shavuos Atzeres, since there's a din al HaTorah. Torah is also, how much Torah we're going to have is a new person. Kol ha-malamed ben chaveroi Torah ki'ilu yoldoi. There's the physical person, and then there's the Torah dike mensch. The more Torah you have is the anaya mensch, a new person, which would explain that even though there's a yom, even though on Pesach nidoinim ala tvua, Sukkos nidoinim ala mayim, we don't find an inin of tich l'shono v'kila loiseho over there. We find it specifically by Atzeres and by Rosh Hashanah. We see Atzeres has a din of a new year, and because it's a din on a Torah, is a new person. Now the inyan over here is, what we can take out, of what's this Tich Lashonah V'Kila Loiseho? It means when we're starting a fresh chapter, turning over a new page, a new shlav, we can leave all the klolois, we can leave the tumah and the shmutz behind. Oh, but when can we do that? If we're ready to start something new. Shavuos, we have a time to start a new shlav in our aliyah shel Torah, a new darga in Torah, a new kabbalah in Torah. And if we go to the Yom Tov of Shavuos with this outlook that we want to make a new shlav in Torah, bigger and better, a new darga in Torah, we have the koyach to leave things behind, that they shouldn't go with us over Shavuos. It's brought from the Shloh, that you should be metahir your bayis, koydim Shavuos, be metahir from, make sure everything is tohar and there's no tumah, with this inyan, to leave the dvorim shel tumah behind, and we can chaparain and be mitzdarif to the tich loshono v'kila loiseho, if we go to that, we realize there's a new year starting with Shavuos. Lamaisa Tosfos in Megillah says that the Kriyas HaTorah before Shavuos is always Parshas Bamidbar. Bechukoisa is the week, 2 weeks before Shavuos. Tosfos says the reason is kedei lahafsik between the Klolos and the Yom Tov of Atzeres. The Tur in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh brings down the Simonim of the Kriyas HaTorah and the Yomim Tovim, and one of these simonim is Monu V'Otzru. Monu means minyan, which is referring to Parshas Bamidbar. Monu, the Kriyas HaTorah of the minyan, and then Otzru, which is Atzeres. That's the simon that Parshas Bamidbar is always the Kriyas HaTorah before Shavuos. So if there's a simon, If the Chazal gave it a simon of Monu V'Otzru, L'chayru we know that no simon is just a mikra ba'alma, There's obviously a kesher between Parshas Bamidbar and the Yom Tov of Shavuos. What's the connection, what's the tzad hashove between Manu having a minyan before the Yom Tov of Shavuos? So l'chayru we can explain it like this. The yesod of a minyan is be'emes tunakudas. When you make a minyan, when the Eibishter was moine klal Yisrael. Number one is it creates a klal. There's one sum, there's one amount, sheish meos ish. There's one, sheish meos elef was the number from klal Yisrael. There's a klal. It's not a bunch of yechidim, but there's a klal. That means if there's a klal, that kol echod ve'echod is mishtayech tu, al yidei the number, he gets a number, and he's part of the klal. So the first inyan of the counting is to realize that we're all a chelik of the klal Yisrael. State in the Maral, in Ovis, on the mission of Memches Kinyonim, one of the Kinyoni HaToyra is Oyheves HaBrius. Says the Maral, the reason is because Torah was not given to Yechidim, it was given to a Klal. If a person is not Oyheves HaBrius, he's separating himself from the Klal. So Mameli, you're not going to have Shaychas to Kinyon HaToyra to be Koyin HaToyra. You have to be mishtayech to the klal, and then you can be koine Torah, you can get your chelik in Torah. And the way to be mishtayech to the klal is oyheves habrius. And this explains what the Orach Chaim says in Parshas Yisroel, vayichan shom Yisroel neged ahar, Rashi brings down, ki ish echod belev echod. That klal Yisroel had a gewaltike achdus before Matan Torah. And Mamela, the Orach Chaim says, that's one of the tenoim that you need before Kabbalah Satoira. The Hachona has to be an Achdus. Oyheves Habriyos, to realize that there's a Klal, and we're part of the Klal, and the Torah was given to the Klal, not to Yechidim. Kol Echod ve'Echod has a Chelek in it. There's a Medrash in Vayikra, in Sefer Vayikra, that a person came to Rabbi Yanai. He dressed up. He didn't have any food, and Rabbi Yanai invited him in, served him, and after Rabbi Yanai said to him, "Say a vort, mikra mishnah," he knew nothing. Rabbi Yanai says, "Okay, so bench." He said, "I don't know how to bench. The way I bench is someone else says the words, and I just repeat after them." So Rabbi Yanai says, "Repeat after me." He says, "Kalba ochal pito de Yanai, a kelev ate Yanai's food." And the person, the Oni, who was saying Yifti Yanai, he realized that Rabbi Yanai was being mevazahim. That's the case that Rabbi Yanai held. He didn't have a right to eat from Yanai's food if he has no dargin Torah whatsoever. So he said to Rabbi Yanai, he said, when I was in Cheder, they taught me Torah Tzivalonu Moshe Moirosha Kihilas Yaakov. We say Moirosha Kihilas Yaakov. Moirosha Kihilas Yanai, it doesn't say. The Torah is a Moirosha to the Klal. What he was telling Rabbi Yanai is that I'm part of the Klal as much as you. Memela, we're all Zoich in Torah due to the Klal. Me doing what I'm supposed to be doing gives you the schus and the koyach to be mechadish in Torah also. So I also have a chelik in your Torah. Torah was nitein to the klal, and that is limud number one that we have from Manu va'otzu the minyan, to know that there's a klal that we have to be mishtayech to. The midah from oyeves habrius as a hagdoma to matan Torah. But there's a second nekuda in a minyan. The second nekuda is that when we're moine klal Yisrael, each and every person gets a number. 1, 2, 3, 4. From the Poshut dimension, to the Choshev dimension, to the Zakenim, and Moshe v'Aaron. Each one was one number. No one counted as more than one. Each one had a single number, which came to show that in the klal, each single person has a chashivas, and his avoida is necessary for the klal. The Medrash says in Parshas Kisavoy, the Medrash says, Omar Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, minayin ata oimer, ilu hoyu Yisrael chaseirim, afilu odom echod, If had there been one person missing by Matan Torah, the Shechina wouldn't have been Nigla. Dichsiv ki bayoyim ha'shlishi yered Hashem le'enei kol ha'om al har Sinai. Hashem was yored with the Shechina le'enei kol ha'om, each and every one. The Medrash goes on, Maisa b'Rebbe, shehoye doyrish b'beis ha'medrash ha'godl, ukishehoye mevakish likonis lidrosh, hoye oimer, he would say, ru'u im nichnasnu kol ha'kahal, is everyone here? And if there was anyone missing, he didn't start. That was Rebbe's minhag. For some reason, the Magidei Shiurim don't have this minhag today. Ve'ein kan hamokim. But al kolponim, if there would have been one person who said, listen, I'm not going to be from the Gedolei Torah. Why do I have to be by Har Sinai? Let the Chashuvim go. I have other things to do this morning. Maybe I'll sleep late. Maybe I'll clean up the base medrash. I'll be oisik in other things. The Shechina would not have been nigla. There's no matan Torah. Kol echod ve'echod harbidim chaser echod mehem. There's no Shechina. Is the pshat, because since it's the klal is made up of all of us yechidim. Everyone has their chelik in Torah and their avodah, that if they're doing it, yeah, your amelis in Torah is something that only you could do. Your havon in Torah, your kasha. There's no one else that can have that chelik. And everyone has to do their chelik in Torah, their limud, and their steiging tzazamin that makes up the klal. Im echod mehem choser, there's no klal. These are the two limudim we can take out from Monu v'Otzru. Before Shavuos, we learn Parshas Bamidbar the Minyan to realize there's a klal and we have to be mishtayech to the klal. Ohev es abrius. Number two, that each one of us is necessary. If we're not, a person can't be misyayish and say, Echobnish kin shaychas, what's my chelik worth? Name. Without your chelik, there's no klal. Those are the two limudim. I want to be misayim with a chsam soifer. An unbelievable Chassam Sofer, and this will be a bracha for all of us, the Chassam Sofer in Bechukoisai. After the brachas at the beginning of the parasha, of all the brachas, that there'll be shalom, plenty of food, redaftem esayvechem, no enemies, the last pasuk says, Ani Hashem Elokeichem asher hoitzeisi eschem eretz Mitzrayim. It says, Miyos lehem avodim, vo eshbor moitois ulchem, vo oileich eschem koimemias. I will break the oil and lead you bekoimemias. So the Chassam Sofer asks an unbelievable kasha. He says, after all the brochas, you have food, there's no enemies, you have shalom ubrocha, which oil is HaKadosh Baruch Hu breaking? He learned Va'eshbor but Moites Ulcha means Lahaba. I will break the oil. Which oil? There is no oil. We're living B'Sholoim. Says the Chassam Sofer, a person who is a good Shomer Torah U'Mitzvahs, Torah V'Mitzvahs is a tremendous oil. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. We're not Avdei Paroi, but it's not Me'avdus L'Cheiris. It's Me'avdus La'avdus. We're oyved Hashem. The Gemara says mitzvahs lav lehonois nitnu. Rashi says in Rosh Hashanah mitzvahs wasn't given for hanor, ela le'oil nitnu. So be'etzim you can have a person shomer Torah mitzvahs, he has all the brachas, but he feels this heavy oil on him. The biggest bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us at the end of the brachas is vo'eshbor moitois ulchem, you will not feel the oil. You'll have such a simcha from Torah, such a geschmack in mitzvahs, you won't feel the oil. It won't be an oil. It'll be ashrechem, ashrecha ba'oilam hazeh u'ba'oilam habo. And I would add on to the Chassam Sofer. The Lashon HaPasuk is ve'eshbor moitois ulchem. It doesn't say I'll break the oil, but the moit. The moit were the wooden pegs that hold the oil on the animal, so it can't push it off. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not breaking the oil. Why? Because it is an oil. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, I'll break the moitois, and you'll be so tefreden, you'll be so happy, you'll want the oil on. Not that there's no oil, but I don't have to force it on you. You'll keep it on yourself. I'll just break the moites ulchem. We should all be zoiche to be mekabel Torah besimcha, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us a haravno, a geschmack and a simcha belimud ha-Torah.